COVID-19 and shelter in place reminds us that many things we think are essentials of life are disposable. Canceling spring sports and Major League Baseball never crossed my mind. Closing schools and having all online education is not something we expected in this generation. Working from home creates challenges if you have children and pets. This time out has given us excellent opportunities to throw away and give away things we don't need. I came home from work one day, and my wife, Delaine, said, "We need more room in the garage. I'm putting your old pressure washer on Rome yard sale." Guys, that's a special machine. That's the first pressure washer I ever bought. I purchased it from my next-door neighbor 6 years ago. He said he got it from a widow. He said her husband used it 3 times and died. I asked, "Did he die using the pressure washer?" He said no. I sold that pressure washer in less than 24 hours and had people in line to get it. You know, I haven't missed it. We have more room in the garage. Now I'm going to sell a generator. I won't miss that either, even though that Honda has been a great machine. I go to Augusta about 2 times a year. I sometimes go by my parents' old house. Dad built it, and they lived there for over 40 years. I have great memories from home. The new owners have not kept it maintained. It breaks my heart to see it. I'm reminded of 1 John 3, verse 17. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. Once you invite Jesus into your life as Savior and Lord, you see the world through different lenses. What we may have thought was important will pass away. That which we do in the name of Christ lives on. The years pass quickly on this earth. We watch material things rust and decay. Our bodies may break down with disease. One thing we may be absolutely sure about: if we've trusted Jesus, our salvation is secure, and we will live forever with Him in heaven. Walk with Christ daily. Look at this world through the eyes of Christ, and you won't lose your focus on what's really important.